This is Francis Ford Coppola. I encountered Shahnameh, the Epic of Kings, several years ago and read it hungrily immediately. I felt I had discovered a treasure at the level of Gilgamesh or the great Homer epics, only this time from ancient Persia. These tales were composed in its present form in about the 11th century by the Persian poet Ferdowsi, and happily fulfilled my expectations with stories and names of great kings I was not actually unfamiliar with, having remembered their mention in the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, which I knew by heart for the purpose of reciting to the young high school girls I wanted to know. And shall take Jamshid and Kaikobad away. Well, let it take them. What have we to do with Kaikobad the Great or Kaikoshru? But now I was reading the actual stories and found myself fascinated. In a wonderful poetic fashion, this was the definitive text on the theme of succession, the stories of kings and their sons, with the central thread being this inevitable difficult issue of succession. I was struck with how often it wasn't the son who was faithless and betrayed the father, but the reverse. The power of the king was great, but the need for the son's help also great. And although the father had told the son if he would leave the army and defeat the enemy, he would become the new king, the son would return victorious only to have his father's promise broken, usually because of a new young queen whom the father had married. Consort, queen, mother, or temptress, often woven into the tale. Years later, I saw an extraordinary and imaginative production of Shahnameh with shadow puppets and extraordinary images by the young artist Hamid Rachmanian, and realized how powerful these stories were, from the many kings to the fantastic Zal and Rustem, the great hero of this epic. Rustem, Superman coming from beyond the ages, always recalled by the kings of Persia to save their kingdoms. Rustem, sires a great hero as his son, and though dearly beloved, accidentally kills him in a battle, and then in the great chapter 15 is challenged by Esfandiar, who is ultimately defeated in battle until Rustem himself is killed at the end of the epic by stealth and trickery. I envy the new listeners of Hamid's dramatic retelling of this story on audio, as I myself listened with the same enchantment I recall as a child listening to Let's Pretend on the radio. It is dramatic with music and sound effects in its own perhaps slightly overblown style, but effective nonetheless. The great epic of Shahnameh. The fickle world capriciously grants favors and ever inflicts unjust pain. Fortunate is the one who supplants worries for serenity of the heart and calms his covetous nature and shares his wealth without fears and petty thoughts. Creating this audiobook breathes new life into the Shahnameh stories. It is an immersive experience, making these ancient tales tangible for those who are new to these incredible heroics, and a delight for those already familiar with the poem.